Dirt Radio.
Organic.
Friends of the Earth.
Activism.
Underground.
Political action.
Necessary.
Wind farms.
Indigenous struggles.
Land rights.
Anti-nuclear.
Nanotechnology.
Climate change.
Coal barons.
Mining magnates.
Activists.
Educating.
Communities.
Transforming.
Communities.
Mobilizing a sustainable planet.
Get involved now.
Friends of the Earth.
Friends of the Earth.
Friends of the Earth.
Dirt Radio.
And good morning. That's right. You're on Dirt Radio. And for regular listeners, I'm so sorry to say that Phil Evans is finished up with Dirt Radio and preparing his truck to take a well-deserved break after never-ending activism and travel around Australia. So today for International Women's Day, I am here with my co-host, Leah. Hi, Leah. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yes. my name's Leah. I am an organiser with Slutwalk Melbourne and a little bit of a feminist rat bag around the streets.
We love a good feminist rat bag. we are broadcasting live on unceded lands of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. And I just want to pay our respects to elders past and present. And also say a big hello to First Nations women who may be listening, Torres Strait Islander women who may be listening, and acknowledge the pivotal role that First Nations people, in particular women, play in the struggle for environmental and social justice. This is Dirt Radio, Friends of the Earth show on 3CR, and today we dig deep into what's going on around Friends of the Earth and the wider grassroots community. Obviously, today the show is about feminism and women in activism, and we are going to maybe just talk a little bit while I line up a CSA. It's my first show back. I'm a little bit rusty, sorry, with operating all the machinery. So, Leah, I guess the first thing that I wanted to talk about is International Women's Day something that is a celebration event, or should it be a resistance event, or should it be a protest? I kind of get similar vibes to Mardi Gras, where once upon a time it had meaning and now it seems to be
corporatized.
It's been consumed by the mainstream, which, yes, is corporatized and a celebration of our survival in patriarchy, which maybe is a good thing, maybe is a bad thing. What do you think?
It's hard to know, like, especially the start of International Women's Day, like International Working Women's Day was, you know, a protest. It was acknowledgement of the work and the things that needed to happen in society for women to gain equity and equality.
Mm.
And somewhere around the 60s and the 70s, people kind of thought, oh, we've done that now.
Yes.
Which is wild. And it just sort of turned into this, I suppose in 77, when the UN made it like the International Day of, which we all know carries huge weight and meaning when UN makes it a day of something.
Yes.
It just sort of spiraled into cupcakes and panels. Yes. And white power suits.
Yeah. Particularly in you know, first world, Western, Northern liberal democracies, you know. I mean, I think
more
it means
particularly,
it probably means something very different to our Friends of the Earth sisters, for example, in Nigeria or in Russia or
India,
El Salvador or Honduras. Like, you know, there are women fighting all over the world. Yeah, like in India, trigger warning, there's, you know, a rape every 30 seconds. Mm. So, you know, we are talking about struggles that are yet to be won, really, in lots of places.
I think the real trick that the Western society has really played on women is to make women feel like they've actually gained some sort of equity or equality, the right to vote but still no one to vote for, the right to work at 75% less than their male counterparts, access to childcare, to healthcare.
As long as you can pay.
reproductive labour. Like, it doesn't – none of it is – it's not truly won.
Yeah. If this is true, there's a long way to go. I'm going to play a quick community announcement. You're on 3CR Dirt Radio with Sam Castro and Leah Wood. We're talking about feminism and International Women's Day. Of course, we'll be back in a moment.
International Women's Day at 3CR includes all self-identified women and gender non-conforming folk. Hear our voices and only our voices. International Women's Day on 3CR Community Radio.
Hello, my name is Ana Maria Tijoux. I'm a musician composer from Chile. And I would like to say thank you to this space of community radio and to give the opportunity like to have different news and music and to put another perspective in this world that is so crazy in another step of violence. But I think it's so important to make another vision about what is happening. So thank you, and say thank you particularly to the Mujeres Latinoamericanas and this show. Thank you.
And you're on 3CR with Dirt Radio. Leah, so we just opened up talking about the fact that the meaning of International Women's Day is definitely contested, much as, you know, we've seen recently, as we talked about with Mardi Gras, in terms of corporates jumping on, it becoming very mainstreamed, it acting like a victory party, perhaps, rather than a continued struggle. And I wanted to talk about the fact that, you know, as environmental activists and social justice activists, the struggle for human rights and environmental rights, for economic justice and gender justice, decolonization, anti-militarism, all of these things are floating around our world at the moment. And obviously the last 2 years, the pandemic has really revealed to us, even here in Australia, the gendered racist nature of who is impacted by pandemic or, you know, let's just even look at the current floods or the fires that happened a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Or the war in Ukraine, where it is women and children are the only ones allowed to leave, supposedly to keep them safe. But actually what we're doing is, you know, displacing these people, putting more pressure on these women to then find a way to provide and to care and to survive as displaced people or refugees. So it seems to me that the last couple of years, and particularly how 2022 has started, has definitely reinforced this idea that it is on the exploitation of women and First Nations people and people of colour that are the frontline workers and will continue to be the frontline workers, even when we're talking about a transition for the climate or out of the pandemic in a recovery.
Yeah.
And yet everything that this government has put forward has been jobs for boys, jobs for boys, jobs for boys.
kitchen renos.
Kitchen renos, mate. But not only that, the Prime Minister and the government, you know, gaslighting a whole nation with a gas-led recovery around the climate and with, you know, basically just these fake sort of gestures towards women after everything we've seen come out over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
So what do you think is the role of feminism in the place that we're in at the moment? Because, you know, we can't just keep marching around the block and celebrating our survival in a oppressive system. You know, everything needs to change, as we know, not only for the climate, but if we're to recover in some semblance of humanity from this pandemic. And for the future of what it looks like to build a new world.
I was really hoping that all the lockdowns from the pandemic would result in some sort of a reboot of social consciousness.
Oh, God, me too.
Oh, my goodness.
But they doubled down.
I know. I see anti-vax protesters, like, at least once a week now. It's ridiculous. Mm. The number of women and gender-diverse people in frontline nursing roles who sort of take on that internalized misogyny of, no, we can't back down. We can't strike now. We can't ask for more now because we're in the middle of a pandemic and we have to, you know, support people and we have to care for people. Mm. So it's that sort of that gendered element of putting others before themselves.
Yeah. And really playing into this idea of women as essentialized, you know, goddess caregivers that will just continue to self-sacrifice for the sake of everybody else.
Because you're such an angel and no one else could do this. And
you are an angel.
Oh, stop flirting. And it's really disappointing to see because I think what actually needs to happen is that women and gender diverse people need to withdraw their labour.
Mm.
And I mean, we are nowhere near being in a position to be able to organise that on a wide level, but in small steps.
Yes.
stop answering phone calls.
Yes. Stop doing the dishes.
Stop doing the dishes. just go for a walk.
Yeah.
Kids crying, just go. Look, you have a partner, oh, unless obviously you have a partner, don't leave your kids at home. If someone else is there with them and they can take care of the child, let them take care of the child. Mm. Stop playing into this narrative that your male partner is not capable of looking after children. They've just been conditioned that way. They absolutely can. It's not difficult to pick up a child and give them a hug.
Yeah.
Like, that's not rocket science. But for some reason, we've sort of tricked ourselves into thinking that men can't participate in these roles, in this really important reproductive and domestic labour. Oh, he doesn't breastfeed, so he can't look after the child overnight, but he can burp the baby after they've breastfed, or you can express, or, you know, can comfort the child and bring the child to you so you don't have to get out of bed. There's other ways that you can do this kind of parenting together as a team, as opposed to...
Yeah, and this is the way that capitalism kind of feeds into this whole thing, right? Mm. So, you know, I've definitely talked before in terms of sort of critical analysis of understanding that the rise of capitalism required two things to happen. The enclosure of the commons into private space and the enclosure of women's bodies and people of colour and black people into exploitative labour, right? Often women are left out of that.
Mm.
It's just seen as capitalism was built on slavery. Well, yes, but the slavery wasn't just on black and brown bodies. It was also on women's bodies and created this acceptance in the development of the accumulation of capitalism that our free labour, our unpaid reproductive labour and domestic labour would actually enable two things to happen. One, it would enable the wheels of capitalism to keep turning.
Correct.
And secondly, it would enable the production of future generations of economic units through reproduction and the free labour in that reproduction, which we really don't talk about. So here we are all these centuries later, and the mess that we find ourselves in where women are still, you know, doing the bulk of unpaid labour, the bulk of reproductive labour, don't have actual access to free and fair and accessible abortion, don't have representation in terms of voting. And I want to come to this point because you mentioned it before that, you know, we have the right to vote, but do we really have anyone to vote for that represents us? And does it even matter in the kind of system that we're in?
What do you mean when, like, an anti-religious freedom bill or discrimination bill can come along and just erode 50 years of progress?
Exactly. Yeah. You know, when the bulk of the people in the parliament are still conservative, old-stale male individuals.
Yeah.
Unless we actually take control of the bulk of the seats in parliament, you know, are we going to be able to see real deep system change if we don't, you know, start really resisting and standing up? And how do we do that, I guess, in a democratic system that's kind of rigged?
Well, the system is built off the system functions off stolen labour, off unpaid reproductive and domestic labour. It functions off racism. I don't think it's designed for there to be equity and equality for women and gender diverse people and people of colour. That there needs to be someone who is the other so that we can dehumanise them and steal their labour so capitalism can work.
Correct. Yay! Go on.
So, smash the state. I just don't think that there is an... Yeah. I mean, we've got to work within the system that we have. We need to survive. We need, you know, unemployment above the poverty line. We need access to healthcare and to education and free public housing because, as a lot of people will know and some people don't, it's actually cheaper to house people who are sleeping rough and homeless for free than to actually provide all of these extra services.
Yes, yes.
Which is wild, but, you know, the Liberal Party is so good with money.
Yeah.
So good with money.
So good at giving money to weapons companies and fossil fuel companies.
And to their mates in Leppington Triangles.
Yeah, they do it amazingly well.
Yeah. Helicopters.
Yeah. And this is the thing, right? There's always money for war, but there's never money to build peace and to build and center care and life.
Yeah.
And we're watching this play out in real time again around the world. So I guess the question is, how do we as feminists begin to resist and bring about system change in our local communities? Like, I am anarchist-leaning, I guess, in philosophy, but I agree with you. We have to use the systems that we have. It's kind of like triage.
Yeah.
Is the way I see it, is maintaining and being in the system and sort of resisting the further erosion is super, super important as we're simultaneously advocating for or creating new pathways of how we are together.
Yeah.
So, you know, during the pandemic, a couple of things happened that we've spoken about in many different forums. One, we had universal childcare, free childcare, which, you know, was just like something that women have been fighting for decades.
Mm.
And secondly, they raised the rate of the unemployment.
Stop it. It was a tenner.
But with the COVID payments that they made.
Oh, sorry, yes.
Yeah. So it was actually, you know, I was watching friends that have, that were in the arts industry that, you know, their livelihoods were completely decimated.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of being on this shitty poverty unemployment wage, for the first time ever, they actually had enough to maintain, like,
go to paying, the dentist.
Yeah, paying the rent, go to the dentist. Take care of themselves, which then, of course, makes you feel better. You then start producing more
creative
content.
We cannot have poor people with good mental health feeling good about themselves.
I know, it's a dangerous game, I know.
What if they unify and disrupt?
I know, right.
We cannot have this.
We cannot. So, again, it's like using oppressive tools.
Yes.
And
it is. It's abusive.
Yeah, and I guess where I get to every time, people are like, so it's capitalism. No, it's colonialism. No, it's, you know, militarism. It's like there's one – people want to pin down what the one source hierarchy is that is creating this whole structure. Sorry, I just hit my funny bone. I'm not used to being in this studio. You know, they want to find the one source hierarchy, and I'm going to make a controversial statement and say I think it's patriarchy, actually, because all of those systems of mutually reinforcing oppression work to the benefit of a particular group of privileged white men, whether it's capitalism, colonialism, class, you know, ableism, heteronormativity. Like, you can go through all of the way the oppressive structures interlink, and the beneficiary is usually the same.
Yeah, the white men.
Yeah, like, can we acknowledge on this International Women's Day we might have come across a common denominator?
Yeah. Yeah, I look, honestly, yes. I mean, I'm not well enough versed in, like, African history and African culture and Asian culture and all of these kind of things, but what I do know about these different countries is they've all been colonized.
Yes, yes.
So it's quite likely that the colonizers have brought across their culture of patriarchy and that patriarchal bargain of sacrificing your women for your status.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to say yes, but strong agree.
Strong agree as a possibility.
The beneficiaries, I think you might be onto something.
The beneficiaries seem to always be the same.
Like, curious. What could be behind this?
What could be behind this?
I do think one thing we really need to acknowledge as feminists and as people who are trying to push back against this system is the importance of reproductive labour and domestic labour and how these labours are actually the core economy.
Yes.
Without these labours, everything else falls apart.
Yes. That's what the pandemic revealed, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And yet, you know, the way that the government, and not just our government, but Western liberal democracies around the world, they have pretty much kind of swept that away as sort of societal knowledge and just gone back to, well, we just need to open up the real economy. we just need to open up the real economy now, the extra bits, you know.
Yeah. The bit that benefits me directly.
Yeah. And which is a real shame. And, yeah, nurses, doctors, teachers, aged care workers, healthcare workers, predominantly feminized, gendered labor force as well, you know, and yet to get a break from the relentless endlessness of the pandemic, and soon to be like the relentless endless climate disasters that will keep occurring across this country and across countries around the world. We're going to take a very quick break on this International Women's Day. Hope you're having a good one out there. You're on Dirt Radio with Sam and Leah. We'll be back shortly.
You want to talk about history? Let's stop pretending that feminism is a short blip in the history of political struggles. The feminism you know may be the one that has been dominated by white, middle-class, middle-left politics of the liberal mainstream media. I'm talking about the feminism of Commandanta Yolanda, of Asada Shakur and Leila Khaled and Truganini, of Ulrich Meinhof, Angela Davis and Arundhati Roy, of Marilyn Buck and Marie Mason, Rote Zora, Mujeres Liberes, and Pulan Devi and the woman Baggy Dacoys of India's Chamba Ravines. Today on International Women's Day, inspired by the tradition of our militant sisters, and on every day always on 3CR Radio, 855 AM, 3CR Digital and 3cr.org.au, we bring you transgender, transracial, transborder class war against a sexist, racist, homophobic, capitalist system. Our inspiration comes from the actions of feminists who have helped self-identified women reach revolutionary consciousness. At 3CR, our feminism is revolutionary.
International Women's Day at 3CR includes all self-identified women and gender non-conforming folk. Hear our voices and only our voices. International Women's Day on 3CR Community Radio.
You're on 3CR Dirt Radio. You've been listening to Sam and Leah talking about feminism, intersectionality, and what can we do in the current state of the world to bring about long-lasting system change. Leah, we are about to wrap up. We've got about 6 minutes to go. It's a short, snappy show. What should we do moving forward? Like, you know, we have these, I feel like we just keep having these conversations.
Yeah.
And when do we get to the action? And how do we move people from thinking of feminism purely as a philosophical or political critiquing tool to understanding...
Or just about periods.
Or just about women's issues. How do we move from the intellectuality of feminism into seeing it as a tool for action? Because it is a political movement, and it's the movement that, for example, won abortion rights in Argentina only a couple of years ago.
Mm.
It is something that, you know, in the environmental movement across much of South America and Central America, it is women, feminist women on the front line via Via La Campesina and World March for Women, doing extraordinary work for women's rights in countries that are much more violent and abusive towards women than even here in Australia. You know, in Mexico, 10 women die a day as opposed to one woman a week here.
Oh,
So, you know, in some ways we are really sort of encased in our own privilege and don't understand that the struggle is really massive in other parts of the world. And I'm just wondering what your thoughts are on how do we turn feminist political theory into feminist political action?
Dual power, I suppose. So, you know, while we've still got the political system that we have, I genuinely believe it's starting. There are crumblings happening. Mm-hmm. Build your community, build your network. But first thing that we have to do is acknowledge your own racism and your own internalized sexism. Hold abusers accountable, especially after they, you know, allegedly smashed their partner's head 5 times into a table.
Mm-hmm.
We need to have genuine connection and contact and interpersonal relationships and build trust and mutual respect with white feminists and with people of colour and with Indigenous folk across the board.
Yeah.
We need to acknowledge our place in the system and that what we benefit and what we can give. So there's a lot of unlearning, there's a lot of conversation, but mostly it comes back to building community and building that dual power.
And this is what women are so good at doing, is building community.
Yeah.
Don't let the patriarchy talk us out of it. Leah, we are out of time for today. You've been on 3CR Dirt Radio with Sam and Leah. We've been talking feminism and feminist action around International Women's Day. We're going to go out with what has become a kind of catch-all chant for the feminist movement across the globe, particularly in relationship to abuse, abuse by individual men, abuse by authorities, abuse by the state. You may have heard of it. Hope you enjoy it. Hope you have a great day. I believe there's a march and a party on later down here at 3CR.
Oh, yes.
And normally we would talk about all the things coming up at FOE, but we wanted to focus on feminism today. So check out our website, melbournefoe.org.au. Go to the events page. And don't forget the strikers are hitting the streets around Australia and across the globe on the 25th here in Melbourne. I hope you enjoyed the show. And thanks for coming in, Leah.
Thanks for having me.
We'll be back next week, and Sam Cossa will be panelling next week. I'll see you after that. You're on Dirt Radio. Coming up next, Billabong Beats.
Thank you, everybody. This was awesome. Please come to the party. And now the Latinx feminists are going to close up this rally. Thank you. Thank you.